Shalom Aleichem and V'yafaf teach 613. We welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Nida 16. We'll start on Amud Beis, pagination 32. Towards the bottom of the page, maybe a third of the way up, the first words on the line are Bar Papa, a quote for Rabbi Chanina Bar Papa, as follows. Malach HaMemuna al Heherayon. The malach who's appointed in charge of conception, notel tipa, he takes the drop, so to speak, u'ma'amida lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and stands it in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in front of God, as if to sit in judgment, to pass judgment on it. Ve'omer lefanav, and he says in front of Hashem, Ribono shel Olam, Master of the Universe, tipa zu matei olel. What should be with this drop that's about to become the child? Gibor o chalosh? Should he be strong or weak? Chacham o tipesh? Smart or foolish? Asher o ani? Wealthy or poor? Now, how we get into this in Maseches Nida is not hard to appreciate. Nida is about time off, time on, regarding intimacy. And once we're on the topic of intimacy, it's not hard to imagine that we got on to this topic as well. In this Masechta, what is the intimacy going to produce at conception? How does conception work? Now, one of the quick things that crosses our minds in the modern age is that perhaps this is the moment that's being described that's the same as the genetic moment, the moment when the genetics are decided how this conception will take place and which qualities of the father and of the mother are going to be dominant in this child. If we did want to go the route of genetics in understanding this, so then the gibor, strong or weak, follows well. Is the person going to be robust, healthy? The expression among healthcare professionals, it's all in the genetics, whether it is or isn't, but that's an expression that has quite a bit of validity to it. Chacham, is he going to be wise or foolish? Again, a lot of this has to do with the makeup, with the platform upon which the neshama relies on. What is this human body that is being granted? In terms of asher o ani, though, wealthy or poor, I'm not sure that's genetics. That might have to be simply with the destiny that Hashem is declaring regarding this conceived child. The Gemara comments, though, v'ilu rasha otzadek lo kamar. But whether the person will be wicked or righteous, that's not mentioned. Just a quick observation that the Gemara doesn't say tzaddik o rasha, it says rasha o tzaddik. The bad one is listed first. Don't know if there's meaning to that, but the others, the strong, which is the better of strong and weak, the wise, which is the better of the wise or foolish, the wealthy, which is the better of wealthy or poor, the better one was always listed first. Just an observation. V'ilu rasha o tzadik lo kamar. But whether the person will be wicked or righteous, that's not mentioned. Why not? Kidu Rabbi Chanina. D'omer Rabbi Chanina, akol b'dei shemayim chutz miyira shemayim. Everything is in the hands of heaven except for fear of heaven. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, "V'atay yisomo Hashem alokecha shol miyimach." What does Hashem ask of you? Kiim liyira, to fear Him. But everything else is not up to you. Hashem decides the destiny of people, which challenges they're going to be confronted with, what their predispositions are. The gift that you can give to Hashem is what you do with what He gives you. An expression, what I am thus far is Hashem's decision, Hashem's gift to me. What I become is Hashem's is my gift to Hashem. So this is probably the most fundamental Jewish concept in terms of how we differ from street knowledge in our generation, whereas street knowledge is big into the predispositions and the genetics, and it's a lost cause. And Judaism, and likewise, I would venture to say the self-help, therapy-oriented attitudes are of the understanding that a person may be whatever they are, a person may have history, baggage, but you still have the opportunity, chutz miyira shamayim, except for what you do with those qualities. Now, this expression, akol b'idei shamayim, chutz miyira shamayim, is a very important expression. Everything is in the hands of heaven except for fear of heaven. The Marsha invokes the famous statement in the Navi Yirmiyah, Perek Tes, that we use for the Haftorah on Tisha B'Av morning. Al Yishalul Chacham, Gibor, Oshir, a person who's wise, strong, wealthy, shall not praise themselves in those qualities that came from Hashem. Ki im bezos yishalel, if you want to know how to have something that you could praise yourself for, that you could pride yourself for, haskel v'yadoa osi, that's to be wise and know Hashem, to govern your life according to His will, that's the chutz miyirat shamayim, to take guidance from Torah. The basic principle is, as we see in Chumash Devarim, Ki hu anosin l'cha koach la'asos chayil, Hashem grants you the strength to do great things, but it's going to be your choice if you do them. Taisvis, two important statements over here that I want to bring out. One is in Dibra Mascha Malach, towards the bottom of the page. Taisva says, Aval al Haleda ein shum malach memuna. On birth, the actual bestowing of life as it enters the real life application, practical, that's not given over to a malach, that's Hashem Himself. Mafteichos biyodo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu shel Chaya. Childbirth is in the hands of Hashem exclusively. Sometimes He gives that key over, but it's Hashem's key. The basic system does not have an angel in charge of it, whereas conception, apparently, there is an angel in charge of conception who consults with Hashem. The next one, Hakol b'idei shamayim chutz miyirat shamayim, Taisvis wonders about a different, similar sounding statement. Hakol b'idei shamayim chutz mitzinim u'pachim, that everything is in the hands of heaven except for the minor ailments like a cold. And the Gemara and the Mefarshim explain that that's because you could put on a coat. Why didn't you do what's reasonable for you to do? And that's back to this philosophy of Ki hu hanosen l'chal koach la'asos chayil. Hashem gave you the ability, so go use the tools that He gave you. So you have a coat, so go ahead and use it. But things that are not in your power, so those things are up to Hashem, and recognize that. So Taisus wonders, our Gemara says everything is in the hands of heaven instead of except for Yiras Shamayim, fear of heaven. And that Gemara is saying everything is in the hands of heaven except for the cold type ailments, because you could do something about it. And Tosfos does discuss some sophisticated distinctions, but on a very basic level, we might propose that these are really the same concept, just expressed, one in Gashmi and one in Ruchni, one in physical realm, one in spiritual realm. A person doesn't have a right to say, everything is in the hands of heaven, so I don't have to eat breakfast. Your food is in front of you, take the fork and eat it. You're able to make yourself breakfast, so make yourself breakfast. If a person is not able to do something, so then he has the right to say, Hashem, I can't do it. Please grant me your benevolence. And someone would come and help him eat. But if it's up to you, so go do it. And the same with Yiras Shamayim on a spiritual realm. Hashem says, I gave you the tools. I gave you logic. I gave you wherewithal. I gave you guidance. I gave you Torah. I gave you mentors. I gave you community. Go do it. And that's Chutz Miyiras Shamayim, as well as Chutz Mitzinim Upachim. Again, the basic principle of the Gemara, things are destined, but what you do with the destiny, that's free choice. Even to the point that a person can do special mitzvahs and act in special ways, offer special prayers that can actually change what would have been the destiny, what would have been the mazel, and actually change it for good. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.